How about Kentucky? Boy, Kentucky, very strongly Republican. You can see Louisville voting for the Kerry. Not so Covington in the Cincinnati suburbs. Not so Lexington in the Bluegrass area. That's Republican voting. You get into Appalachia, and you get some, again, really bizarre patterns, where we can go from a couple of counties here, Elliott County, I've mentioned, and I've shown here in Jackson counties. Well, let's just look at, let's compare them. Let's jump ahead. So here is Elliott County here, Jackson County here. Elliott County, which voted 70% for Kerry, and Jackson County that voted 84% for Bush, and they look just exactly the same. Small population, all white virtually, poor, very poor. Fundamentalist but low religious adherence rate. Lots of Appalachia actually has low religious adherence rates, which I think surprise a lot of people. Many of these areas, the people who do go to church go to Pentecostal or fundamentalist churches, but many don't go to church at all. Yes? I think it could well have to do with the legacy of feuding, because this is an area that is the most famous for feuds in the United States, settled by Scots-Irish, border Scots. They tended to have a very sort of a somewhat politically egalitarian culture, but also high levels of isolation. The topography here is incredibly rugged, and often you had virtual wars between counties. That may have had something to do with it.